At Primary Healthcare, a clinic in Ames, certified nurse midwife Megan Sloat is seeing a new patient who is pregnant with her first child.
Here in America, we have something called community-supported agriculture, mm-hmm. which is when community members get vegetables from a local farmer. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Community-supported agriculture, or CSAs, allow subscribers to connect directly with a farm and receive produce every week. Sloat's inviting Ala Kahlil to sign up for a farm-to-clinic share through a local farm's CSA at a deep discount, $5 per week instead of $20. Kahlil recently moved here from Jordan with her husband.
The farmers support us with the fruits and veggies, and we are supporting them because they are local and
Kahlil's box will come from Mustard Seed Farm, about 25 minutes away. On a clear spring morning on the farm, Alice McGarry plants potatoes. She runs Mustard Seed with her husband and says she works on it full time, but she doesn't earn any money for her efforts.
So we are a farm that is not for profit. We are a service farm. And so a big part of our service is about food justice, and we just think that everyone should have really good food to eat.
That's where the clinic comes in. Including pregnant women and patients with diabetes in the CSA helps further the mission of getting fresh, nutritious food to anyone who wants it. People who can pay the full price and subsidize the others. McGarry says this arrangement actually attracts some paying customers.
On the marketing question, I think there are people that do join our CSA because of our mission.
Before the mid-1980s, there were no farms in this country offering CSAs. Now there are upwards of 5,000, so competition has gotten stiffer. Gone are the days of "you get what we've got" from farmers relying solely on easy-to-please subscribers. Still, Corey Bregendahl with the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture says we haven't maxed out the number of CSAs the Midwest can support.
Because of the maturation of the business model, I would say no. But in a pure CSA sense, I think the pure CSAs are gone because they were too limiting.
These days, some CSAs let you select what you get in the box, and many farms also market their produce wholesale. Others offer additional meat or eggs or dairy options. Here at Seven Pines Farm near Maxwell, Dan Buyer is running a CSA business.
We do a lot of promoting for it and try to get it as big as we can get it.
Buyer's crops are certified organic, and he raises a small number of hogs, chickens, and lambs, which subscribers can buy to supplement their produce.
We have a personal chef that will create recipes for everything that's in the box. So when you get that kohlrabi or eggplant that you've never cooked before and don't know what to do with, she'll have a recipe for you to help you make something out of it.
Let's think about roasting radishes and maybe in a brown butter, and maybe if the tops are present, then you can saute the tops as well. And it's a fantastic side dish.
That's the chef, Holly Wiederin. As she sees it, the farmers give her a chance to help customers enjoy mealtime shows.
Their food becomes the star. I am just a supporting actor here.
Now that consumers can buy fresh local vegetables all over town, they can match their produce with their passion. A social mission, the luxury of a personal chef, or maybe just the convenience of the local grocery store. And back at Primary Healthcare, patients who can't pay a premium for local are also getting in on the bounty. Maris Baumgars is big and uncomfortable, many days past her due date with her first baby. She's signed up for the farm-to-clinic CSA. It's not that she doesn't buy vegetables.
I do, but usually I buy frozen because it's a little bit cheaper to buy it that way than it is to buy it fresh. So it would be really nice to be able to have fresh fruits and vegetables instead of just the frozen or canned.
And that's something any CSA farmer would be happy to hear. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.